K-State Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer again for another edition right here, the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, with K-State University here coming to you on this Saturday night. We are back. The Purple Project Podcast return continues here this weekend here, Saturday night, February 21st, 2026. If you're the first time listening to this podcast, thank you so much for tuning in to the latest postcast edition of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Cover obviously every sport at Kansas State, whether that's football, men's, women's basketball, mids, women's golf, and so much more. Appreciate you for hanging in there with us while we are on a expected week hiatus, unexpected week hiatus for this podcast. And again, I can see the support right back at you. So thanks right back to this podcast. But thank you again so much for y'all's continued support, even if we're away for a week. Appreciate it. They were back, folks, for the long haul, per usual. Unless something else were to pop up, right? So, but we're back here, folks. And I didn't really expect to record this tonight. Well, have a few minutes to record this losing postcast of the show. And we got a lot to discuss, not just from basketball. Women's tennis is in action. They're in action tomorrow. Baseball is going on right now as I am doing this men's basketball postcast here. And I'm going to take this a little differently spin. You know, I was a little, again, Eddie Greer, optimistic about men's basketball on the road. Well, the track record, you know, before today's game anyways, but suggested it because, look, during the year, and yes, Ryan Gilbert, we all, they ain't going to have no chance in no Big 12 tournament. Are we kidding ourselves here? Hear about that? So I don't know. I'll be damned. I put any money on K-State men's basketball advancing to past the first round. I don't think the season just needs to be over. The season needs to be over after this thawing. Texas Tech puts a triple cheeseburger on K-State early this afternoon. 100. Yes, 100. The 72 on K-State and learning, just trying to get caught up on. I missed all the action today, so I'm getting caught up. I was getting caught up before hitting the recording button here tonight on this podcast. So, Texas Tech scored, and yeah, they lost their best player of the year for the season. That was JT Toppin there being lost for the season. I think that was like earlier on in the week there as well. But yeah, Texas Tech, 13th ranked Texas Tech today had no problem putting K-State in a hole there as well. Yeah, Donovan Atwell, one of the stars of the game for the Red Raiders, 26 points, that which all included 6 3-pointers in the ball game there. And K-State in that first half was down by, 20 points. So,
it's only, again, I keep saying handful of games. I keep saying that. I believe that there's like 4 games left for the men's side. And for the ladies, just lost to the end. It got swept by KU in the Dillon Sunflower Showdown. That's more on that to come. If I can get that in tonight, that'll be huge. But I'll have that more on that, whether that's tonight or record it tomorrow morning here on this podcast. But it's back to the men for a few more minutes here on the show. K-State was trailing by 14. And the Texas Tech just went up and put a throttle down on K-State in the second half. Yeah, there's just no chance whatsoever. I'm a little surprised. I have to be honest. I'm a little surprised because, look, and y'all probably like, Eddie, what are you talking about? This team sucks right now throughout the year. And yes, they have. They have. There's no question about that. But on the road, this team has played a lot better on the road than they have on away this year. You take a look at the track. This is why I gave them a small chance at if they stay there They'll be competitive. They'll be right there. But, yeah, they had no chance there in this ball game. Texas Tech exploded in that first half, and then all of a sudden, boom. In the second half, they just kept the foot on K-State's throat there. Pretty much what we've been seeing all year long. But, yeah, this has been a bit since K-State's been throttled on in the away game, really, for that matter. I'm taking a little bit of a different approach. But, yeah, the season needs to be just been over by 4K State in general, right? And we all know Matt Driscoll, an interim for K State right now after the firing of Jerome Tang, where we're off air from the last week they're as well in this game. Yeah, K State 43% shooting from the field and a lame 30% from downtown this ball game. The Red Raiders today, early today, 54% shooting from the field. Yeah, you're not going to win if your offense can't keep up or your defense can't slow them down. And it was a matter of both for K-State this afternoon, and 46% shooting for the Red Raiders from three in the ball game there. Yeah, Donovan Atwell, already been mentioning it there, 26 today. Christian Anderson added another 21 for him in there. And LaJuan Watts, he could have had a 20 burger today. He was 1 point short of that. 19 as Red Raiders roll over K-State 100-72 early today there. I think we're all ready for the season to be. I think the season was done when KU was dancing on the home floor of K-State. Eddie Greer, Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Yeah, and the ladies, speaking of KU again, they lost a couple hours ago, getting swept there as well. And any hopes for an NCAA tournament, at least for the ladies? I've been on this boat. It's unless something crazy ass happens on that side, it's done. It's done. We need to be taking NCAA tournament out of our mouths when it comes to K-State and the men on basketball for either side there. There for the time being. For K-State, this is the Red Raiders. Let me back up a little bit. Only for K-State, 5 second chance points. Score was tied. Score was tied three times. Hey, let's take a little bit positive right there. Let's take a little positive right there. 36 points in the paint. Only 3 fast break points. Lead changed one time. 7 points off of turnovers. 14 bench points for shorthanded K-State, which Dorian Buca, as I watched the Power Talk prior to recording tonight, apparently he got injured today in this game. It's been nightmare season for K-State men's basketball program. Was going to miss the tournament for the third straight year in a row. And I'm a fool that thought, well, we had to put expectations on it, right? That this team, this program, needed to get back in the tournament, and now you've missed it 3 years in a row, and now you've already fired Tang, like, with what handful of games ago, which I was not, he was going to probably get fired after season anyway, but just let him finish it out. I would rather have vision and not finish it out with these guys, because this is going to be a whole different staff and team next year. We keep talking about, you know, everybody's talking about, you know, new roster every year. Hell yeah, it's a new roster every year, but now, especially for K-State circumstances, it's going to be a total reset next year. That's going to be wild, because who's out there? I don't even know who's out there for Villa's coaches. Now, again, college basketball, as coaches go, I have no freaking idea who's out there, who's going to best fit. Because they see this, again, and I'm on point with some of the other K-State experts, because this mess that they've seen now, obviously nationally, you know, they spin it how they want to. But, hey, if you're like a coach looking for something, you've seen that, and obviously, you know, Gene Taylor's got to take heat, too. He's got to take the heat, because he hired Tang. And yes, it struck lightning in the bottom. We all thought, like, hey, man, this is going to be awesome, baby. After being that close, falling short, like 2 minutes away, just 2 minutes away from getting the Final Four, the first year of the Tang era, to all the way to this, and getting blown out on the road to a team that doesn't have its best player there. Yeah, it's gonna get wild in the off season again. So you know, GNT is gonna take it. He's and I love that. You know, yeah, Tang. Yeah, he deserves to get what he got on the basketball court and all that. And then you know, I talked about on one of the off air podcasts that you know, hey, he had enough. He finally said, look, I had enough of it. And of course, he gets fired by saying what he said for Carlson and whatnot. And then GTA didn't let him finish the season, which this is me personally. You guys think what you want to think, Cajun Nation. You think what you want to think, right? But me personally, I did not like the timing of it whatsoever. Let him finish out the season, and then you're going to go fire him because you fire him was like 6 games ago. Don't make no damn sense whatsoever. It just does not. Yeah, mid-season firings. I would be more on board with that instead of firing with like 5 games to go. That don't make no damn sense whatsoever. I don't care who you are. Yeah, Gene Taylor, he's gonna have to take some heat when it comes to men's basketball. He gonna have to take the heat too for this hire, and now his pressure gonna be on him. Honestly, obviously, you know, the Conklin, that's a whole different issue. There, but here, this men's basketball program, yeah, you're gonna have to find somebody who's gonna come in here and clean. What's to say? In a matter of time, I know I'm not really talking about much about the game because really, there's not much to talk to discuss other than the fact that KZ gets blown out again on the road, which and really to me, which was shocking to me because when I saw him, like, ooh. Seriously, I thought it'd be more competitive than this. Because I know that this team is bad, 11-16 now with this team, and an ugly ass 2-12 record in Big 12 play, which that is definitely unexcusable. Yeah, you can excuse that whatever you want there as well. But now I lost train of thought what I was saying because I went back to the record. But all in all, it says like. Yeah, who's gonna take that crazy step to come over to K State and coach the men's basketball team? I don't know. So you're asking me the wrong people. So it's gonna be a fascinating offseason. The rest of the spring semester, well, winter / spring semester for this program, where it's gonna go next. But you have to get this hire right because this is not. You have alums frustrated, fan base frustrated, and all this and this right here. What just retired the season now? Retired the season now. Reset it because you ain't making no. Who's in the right mind thinks that this team gonna advance past first opening round? You're not getting this. This is not even close. We should just pack the bag up after who? Yeah, it's K. We play KU in the final game of the year, right? And for the. Hey, if you're in the I put it like this. I'll make a suggestion here on this postcast, Pro Punch Podcast, all things K State Sports. Texas Tech blows out K State 100-72. Eddie Greer, Pro Punch Podcast, all things K State Sports. Yeah, I'll make a suggestion real quick. Hey, if you're in the bottom fourth of the conference, you shouldn't even get a ticket to Kansas City. And oh, yes, Kansas City, the home of the Big 12 tournament. Yeah, so I know everybody wants to play and all that other stuff like that, but why are we giving participation tickets? I have no clue, and that includes K-State. So I don't know what we're discussing here about a pass in the first round when this team is in disarray still, and even with, you know, the one game wonder, you know, with Baylor. I was shocked even seeing saw what they did at home, and then you turn a pumpkin on the road and just getting back to not playing very well and all the other stuff like that. So yeah, it's gonna be a lot of questions gonna have to be answered, and even though you had Drunk Tang, well deservedly so, unfortunately, you know, he's good dude and all that, but again, first time being a head coach, you know, gonna have your issues, gonna hit some things, they ain't going to lose some. And definitely for Jerome Tang, definitely lost a lot of some there as this program went from, all right, after that year of the Elite, okay, man, we got some going, but I think I'm probably going to put a pin on when this all started this fall, when the whole Naquan Tomlin, yes, I'm going to bring it back up again here on the show, in the whole situation Naquan Tomlin happened. It was off the court news, but again, you're thinking, hey, Naquan Tomlin's going to be a factor for you guys. Coming back, man, he's going to be one of your best players, if not the best player on your team that season, and all goes to shit from there. So, I don't know. When it comes down, I've said it, and I don't know the score right now, the Nebraska game, right, what's going on right now, because I don't even have the radio. I have that thing. I have it turned down because I'm recording the postcast right now, but... Yeah, man. More come for sure. But yeah, it's frustrating. But but I guess the positive for me, I didn't watch this mess because I was at work there as well. By the way, yeah, K-State. By the way, a small positive there. K-State men's basketball getting 3 in double digits today, but in a losing cause. PJ Haggerty only had 17 points. He went 7 for 17. Nate Johnson, after a 33-point night, scored about half of that. 15 points today against Texas Tech. 4 rebounds. Taj Manning had himself a game. He scored 10 points and had added 5 rebounds and assists. Kamar McGriff averaging his average below 10 points a game since coming back. 8 of 8. Along with David Castillo, he had 8 as well. Andre Kochtich had 8 off the bench for Matt Driscoll in the K-State Wildcats today. Fall big to 13-ranked Texas Tech. And now K-State now 11-16, 2-12 in Big 12 play. So this season can't end. Yeah, 4 games to go. Yeah, Tang got fired with 6 games to go. So, again, this is why I'm saying, like, I'm gonna keep harping on it because that don't make no sense. You might as well wait. You don't fire him anyway. So wait, might as well just wait until the KU game or whatever to do what you need to do. I don't know. So that I can go on about that, but I better stop right now before I get in trouble. But anyways, 4 games left to go this season. I'm not going to get any more press. I ain't going to get into no press conferences and anything like that right now. I'm just going off here in this podcast here, folks. Next up, for the K-State men's basketball team, their road trip will conclude at Colorado. It will be on FS1. Why we're on national television, I don't know, but it will be on anyway, really, for the last three or four games. This team's going to be on national television, probably going to be embarrassing ourselves again. For the exception of ESPN Plus, that's when the West Virginia game at Bramlage, the last game, home game in Bramlage Coliseum for the 2026 K-State men's basketball team there. But yes, the last 3 or 4 games, you're going to be on national television. And that actually included, I think, today there as well. Oof. I don't know about that. Ooh. I'm talking about something else that just popped up here on my screen here on my phone. I don't know about that. I don't know about that. But anyways, yeah, I got a lot to get off my chest for the EG3 podcast concerned, but I'm gonna continue to hold it because, yeah, whatever. But anyways, yeah, 3 or 4, we're gonna continue to embarrass ourselves here, but FS1 Wednesday night, at Colorado. Next up for the K-State men's basketball team. Not that it doesn't matter much there. We'll take a look at the Big 12 shoot around this week there for this team. But Colorado is focusing on them, 15-12 on the year and 5-9 in Big 12 play. So you do the math on that. Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, you can get it where podcasts are found. Free and available daily. Riches record Kansas State content, iTunes, Spotify. You know what it is. Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. And Second of all, make sure you tell a fellow K-Stater about this podcast, the Purple Project Podcast Returns, has returned after a week hiatus, and we're back stronger and ready to unleash more content for y'all. We're a daily podcast. As the Wildcat Bus don't stop on Friday. We continue to keep things moving through the weekend, and I'm getting one postcast in. I'm probably getting in another one here very shortly here as the women's basketball team also lost today. So not a good day. Not a good day. And I don't know what's going on with the baseball team right now, but we'll see about that. But anyways, make sure you keep tapping into this podcast here. If you're not tapped in, what have you been waiting for? We're back from the hiatus. Go ahead and tap that alarm bell. Subscribe. Hit the alarm bell. Time to update your content daily. Y'all be first notified about it. Alex Aiden out there in San Diego, California. This is Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. 13th ranked Texas Tech 100. K-State 72. This has been another postcast edition of Pro Project Podcast. All things K-State Sports with Cats.